Do you ever do any vocal warm-ups before you do a podcast?
Not podcasts, but I do all the time.
I remember when you were doing videos, you used to do breathing exercises.
Yeah, I still do all the time. I also do vocal warm-ups now.
Yeah, you
too.
Do that.
Yeah. Yeah, gotta breathe.
It helps.
Yeah, it definitely helps. Everything in life. I think I just learned, I was probably 2016 where I just learned that, like, in life, if you want to do anything, you just gotta breathe.
Yeah,
I learned that, like, you know, a lot of people have anxiety and they're like, oh, I'm worried. It's because you have anxiety and, like, your brain is feeling that way. The only way that your brain, you won't feel anxiety if you're breathing.
Yeah.
It gives your body something to do.
Breathing's like restarting your whole body.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, we're freaking out. Let's just recenter ourselves and get it right, you know?
And you have to learn how to breathe properly. Like you gotta,
you can't do.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, that's just gonna make you panic more.
Yeah. You gotta.
Yeah. You gotta do like a slow. Like everybody, just take your time right now, and you're gonna breathe in.
I have this Apple Watch, and it tells me to breathe sometimes.
Breathe out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you need to breathe more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so I breathe with it, and then it has this like
little flower.
It's a little flower. It expands, and then it vibrates, bloop bloop, and then it goes down, and then it vibrates, bloop bloop. But I breathe, it's a very short burst. I breathe longer than what it recommends me to breathe.
Yeah, I think you should go longer if that's how you
Let's do a breathe off. Let go. Okay, hold on. And then inhale.
Don't rise up in your shoulders. If you're rising up in your shoulders, you're wasting it.
I shouldn't rise up in my shoulders?
Mm-mm.
I need to stay
centered?
Welcome
to We Stay Late.
This is the podcast that's...
Yeah.
So we have Will Haynes with me today.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing, Will?
Good. I feel like that's a topic that I get into often, honestly. With
breathing?
People. Yeah, I honestly talk about that a lot because it's a big part of my life.
Well, you know, you live it. That's the only reason. People are like, oh, yeah, I always see Will breathing. Let's talk about that.
It's not been an issue with me before.
It is. Wait, what?
Like, there was this girl I liked, and she said something mean to me. We were in my bed, and she said something. We
Do I know
up.
Her?
No, I don't think you've ever met her. We woke up in my bed, right? And she and she said something mean to me because she's just that type of girl. I like mean girls. And then I immediately went into my breathing exercises in the morning, but she didn't know that I do breathing exercises.
Yeah.
So she thought I was crying.
Oh, no.
So I was like, oh, no. Like, it took like an hour. I was like, she came back. She was like, why are you crying this morning? I was like, oh, no, I just do breathing more exercises every morning.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well, not Will. Luis, I'm going to bug you for a second.
But you better tell me what to do.
You can't see your face on this YouTube video.
I can't believe, is that a C-100 over there?
That is a C-100.
Man, I wish I had
Ooh, better be
bitches.
Secret about those.
Okay.
No, it's okay. Now I feel like there's a gap between me and Will.
No.
What are we going to do about this?
We'll scooch
I actually
over,
like this
bit.
Shot a lot, though, because you can see the cat up there.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you had like a set right here, you'd always have have the cat it's just hanging out in the background.
Something living.
Yeah, you got to figure out your arm situation.
This is
people
too
gotta
tight.
See your face on the YouTube.
You don't hide anything in this podcast, Will.
Yeah.
We do everything real life and it really happens.
Good. Me too.
People want to know, how do you do a podcast? Well, this is the mess that happens when you do it.
I me too.
You're on like 3 podcasts, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, as always my entire life. I'm the truth is, I'm like not a fan of podcasts.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like I've never listened to any of my podcasts.
Well, you don't listen to your podcast.
Not a single time.
To be honest, I never listened back on these either.
No, I think the only time I listen to it is the beginning and the ends, like the trims. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If someone tells me something that I need to listen to, I'll listen to. But like, I don't know. I'm not a podcast person.
Do you not listen to podcasts on your own for real? What do you? What do you? Music, movies,
I'm
TV.
I'm a silence person.
Oh, I like
I'm
some
a
silence
breathing
too.
Person.
Sometimes when I have a hectic day, I'm just like, I don't want to hear anything.
Yeah,
I just need to just breathe and get through this.
Yeah. I'm all about internalizing.
I was like, you live with a person, so that's what essentially.
But, Star. Did you hear about Star?
No,
she got.
I got laid off.
She got laid off.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love how your face didn't move at all.
Like,
it's fine. It's all good. It's fine. But it's like I listen to podcasts because I like having talk in my apartment while I'm working.
Yeah.
So that. And also the streaming. I'm getting really into the streaming while I'm drawing because I'll talk to the internet while I draw.
A lot of people like streaming. It's the new thing. I mean, what's been the new thing? But
it's like the hot new thing.
It's hot right now.
Like
Did you follow the Drake
thing?
Were you into that?
I heard about it,
Is Drake streaming?
No, he went on a stream.
He went on a stream. Oh, so last week or the week before.
Talk?
No, he talked. He talked and played
Fortnite. Oh, is that the game that it was?
Oh, he played a game?
Yeah. He
it was a while, too. He was on there for a while, I believe. I didn't get to see it, but...
Was he playing like, yeah?
Yeah, no, it was, you couldn't see him, you could only hear him. So, yeah. Yeah, and it was kind of a big deal. A lot of stuff happened because of it. Like, I guess they asked him his opinion on pizza. They asked him if he...
Pizza?
Like,
He's a vegetarian now?
Yeah, he mentioned that he was a vegetarian on there. He said that he didn't... And then because of that, PETA sent him a big basket of like, oh, now that you don't eat meat anymore, maybe you should just stop wearing them too, because he's sponsored by Canada Goose. Uh-huh. And they like went through, made a big deal about it. They were like, I don't think geese being killed as gain is God's plan. And I was like, damn, you can't do anything when you're famous. Like, all he said it was like, I don't really eat chicken on my pizza because I'm a vegetarian. Yeah. And now you got this whole issue. Do I drop my sponsor of millions of dollars? So yes,
but he's not gonna drop. No, he's not gonna drop the sponsorship. I don't think that's silly.
Yeah.
No, he like yeah. This guy named Ninja is apparently like one of the top streamers right now for Ninja. Fortnite. Yeah,
yeah.
Like I mean, his username. And Drake contacted him, was just like, "Hey, I want to play with you because you're good." And the guy was just like, "Yeah, sure."
I didn't know that's
and
how
he,
it went.
And he called. So he called Ninja on like while he was streaming. Was like, "Let me stream with you," and he did. And then he tweeted like, "I'm playing this game with this kid."
That's pretty
and
cool.
Drake doesn't tweet often, so like if his tweets go out, it's gonna go out to a lot of people. So
yeah. And that guy ended up getting a ridiculous amount of subscribers because of that. And now I think he's making like 800K now a month.
Do people realize that if you get a guest like that, they're not gonna come back? Are they just like, oh, yeah, Drake? Yeah.
I think it lets everybody in your community know about it, though.
Yeah,
yeah. But
here's the thing. Regardless, he just made 800K though.
Yeah,
period.
That's pretty great.
Like that's just, and even if half of the subscribers leave next month, he still made 800K.
It must be pretty cool as Drake. Just like, I play video games once, and I help someone make an incredible amount of money and success.
Yeah,
yeah.
What a great way to give back to the community.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna appear.
Your presence. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you drink this cup? I'm going to sell it on eBay.
Well, when you think about it, you know how our friend John has a...
John Ross?
Yeah, he at the end of the year does a TDE with Kendrick Lamar and all of those people. Uh-huh. They have that end of the year... they do a free show at the Youth Center in Compton, and John and his people film it every year. And it's like same thing. It's like they're just their presence for free just makes a big deal for everybody.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So you should do that when you have success. Yeah.
One day.
Yeah.
One day.
I really feel like one of the goals that I would do, I think I've said it before in the podcast, that if I was like big enough, like Robert Downey Jr. big, I would make a blockbuster movie. Uh-huh. Get all the Avengers on there, like that type of caliber.
Uh-huh.
And then be like, listen, we got all these stars. You want to see these superheroes. And like 60% of the proceeds is going to like save people's lives.
60%
Marvel's not
going to
let you do that.
Then you don't do Marvel. You do something else. You do like, you know, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, and Chris Pratt doing, you know, taking care of dogs.
One of those movies like Valentine's Day or something where it's like 80 celebrities in it. They should definitely
do
that.
You just get all of the celebrities.
Yeah.
You put Meryl Streep, everybody's coming. That thing's going to get nominated.
It should also be a superhero movie.
You just want to call the movie Cameo?
That'd be great. Cameo. And then if you come in, you're like, it's the easiest way to like help a cause.
Mm-hmm.
Just go see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You got MoviePass?
I don't, but I've heard about
that. But, you know, it's like
the
community has MoviePass.
Yeah.
Just go and watch this movie.
Uh-huh.
It's the laziest thing you could do, and you could be helping people get food.
I wonder how
these movies get $300 million.
They do.
You know what I mean? That is so much money.
Mm-hmm.
You get a good producer, he's going to be like, I don't need this money. I'm already making too much money.
Yeah, you already have too
people
much
are
money.
Making too much money in this world.
I wonder how many agents...
I agree.
This is me being cynical, but I'm like, I'm wondering how many agents would let their clients do that movie.
You gotta, but that's what I mean. No one would, but you need to be a disruptor. You need to be a game changer.
Okay.
And find a way to find those people. Because there are people out there who think that way, but they just need a little push.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, oh, yeah, somebody's doing this. I've always wanted, you know, like I've been a bad person or I've always wanted to give to the community. Let me help out.
You could be a positive disruptor.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I feel like we need positive disruptors.
Posruptor?
We always need disruptors.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Posruptors.
Posruptors.
I'm trying to be a positive disruptor.
Well, you are a positive disruptor. You know,
I would say that.
See, I know you say you don't listen to a podcast, but I've listened to your and Darren's podcast, and I've been in some low places.
Oh,
and it's lifted me up.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I like to think so, too. You know, it's a fun thing to do.
It is.
Yeah, I think that's kind of how life is. Things that you are, like, naturally, like, have a knack for, you'll be like, I don't really like it, though. And that's just kind of how people are. Like, the things that I find myself to be shitty at, I'm obsessed with it. I want to learn. Yeah.
That's what, yeah. I get told sometimes. I'm like, oh, you're such a good editor. You should just keep, don't you, look at that. There's the editor on the movie screen. There's the credit.
Yeah.
One day you could be that. And I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know if that's what would make
you're
me happy.
You're not passionate about that. Yeah. I mean,
but
you
I'm
are.
Good at it.
Yeah, you're but you're really good at
but
it.
But it's
yeah.
like,
uh-huh.
you're passionate about it, but it's not your passion.
I thought about that the other day. I thought it was weird that that was the case, but it's. I'm glad that you brought that up because now I don't feel so alone.
Yeah, it's definitely a human thing. It's definitely a human thing. I think the things that we put little pressure on ourselves on, mm-hmm. we can use our full ability with.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, when you really care about a project, when you really care about something doing well, you're uh-huh. preventing yourself from actually being the real you and just doing it and breathing.
So they have this, I'm going to be honest. They have this Wednesday free improv jam, and I can't afford to take improv classes anymore
mm-hmm.
Because I'm moving and I have
and
to.
Life.
And life. And I have, I'm gonna have to do another sidetrack. I'm going to get surgery on my nose.
Oh, why?
My
goodness. Yeah.
Because I can't breathe out of this right one.
Interesting.
And it's actually making me not have a full rested sleep mm-hmm. at night.
Yeah.
And
oh,
now
shit.
That I've noticed it, like I have to sleep at least like 10, 12 hours just to feel like super rested.
All
even
right.
at 8
oh,
hours.
Wow.
Even at 8 hours, I'm exhausted. I don't think I even know what well rested sleep feels like because this has been like it's basically my septum is deviated and it's growing.
Your voice is going to change a little bit too.
I know, and I
but
walked.
Like
in,
a little.
I walked into the doctor, and he was like, "Looks like you have some sinus going on." I was like, "I do? Okay, weird." You know, I have to mm-hmm. get a CT scan, and he's gonna pop a little hole, and he's gonna make me breathe. And it's like, there's all these issues with that. Like, I get a lot of nosebleeds. Do you remember when I got?
Yeah,
nosebleeds?
Yeah,
because
yeah. yeah.
this.
I thought it was because of your activities.
No, this dries up, and then it just explodes.
Oh.
And then it causes like I can't breathe at night, so then my mouth is dry, and then I snore. And it's like, and then I don't sleep well.
I don't want you to pass away.
I don't want to die. And then at one night I was like, you know, I get a lot of revelations from when I'm smoking.
Uh-huh.
And then, so I was just sitting there and I think about life and I'm just like, holy shit, I could die if I don't fix this now.
Yeah.
Because my heart, you know, just probably won't be able to take it.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah, definitely.
So I can't do improv classes.
Uh-huh.
Bringing it back. There are these Wednesday improv jams that are for free.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And so, but I'm afraid to do them because I want to do them.
Oh, yeah.
But something like, like doing like bow and arrow, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like,
it doesn't matter if I suck.
That I don't care if I suck, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Like I'll learn and I'll be willing to fuck up and make a mistake.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But then if it's something that I love and if I fuck up and
make
a mistake.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to be good. If
yeah,
you're new,
I'm not supposed,
not supposed to be
yeah.
good.
And
so
I have
okay.
to like go into the mindset of like you're gonna fuck up, you're gonna be terrible, and that's okay. And you need to live through that terrible moment.
And the whole point of it is because it's free, so they know the people showing up are gonna be like people who are like, well, I want to try this out,
yeah,
but
I
don't want to necessarily commit yet.
It's just
so
all
like,
that anticipation
okay.
of driving there, parking, walking, sitting, and then waiting for your name to get pulled out of the bucket. It's like, oh god, is this a mistake?
Then you just
not?
Get used to it.
I know.
Yeah, now, improv is fun. You should definitely do it.
I really want... Like, I've gone to classes, and then I had to stop because of just life. But it is something that'd be really fun for
it's
me.
It's way... That's so much more bravery. I can't do stuff like
I feel
that.
Like once
it's super not in my wheelhouse to do any type of improv anything.
I feel like once I get the... like the tools, like
yeah.
it becomes
yeah.
second nature, then mm-hmm. it'll be fine. I just need to get over that big hump.
Yes,
you know
and
what I mean? Yeah.
That's the number one rule.
I feel yeah. like just the idea of
and
like,
honesty and listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listening is super important. I always bring up Ben Schwartz is one of the best improv people I've ever seen in my life. Like I used to go to his show, Shitty Jobs.
Uh-huh.
It's like on Sundays late at night at UCB. And, like, he would just make up incredible names and shit and remember it 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
And other people wouldn't even be able to in the sketch keep up with the stuff that he was doing. I'm just, that's a really good improv artist.
You got that. He works that muscle
uh-huh.
right here that's able to, like, you know, yeah. recall those things.
I barely remember names. Like, yeah. it's just not.
I have a panic attack when I meet people. And I'm like, hello, yeah. my name is. And I don't remember their names because
yeah.
I'm just like,
I just
be calm, be cool.
I just kind of own the awkwardness of like it'll be weeks and I'll be like, I'm sorry, I have a brain fart right now. What's your name again?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I'll just go like, I'm not good at names. Yeah. And everyone's like, yeah, but I remember yours. I'm like, yeah, of course you remember mine. My
Star,
mom gave me a weird
yeah.
ass
yeah.
name.
It is a weird name. Yeah.
And it'll
but
stick
easy.
Out. But it, and
yeah.
it's just there.
But if it's like Janet. It's like, oh, hey, Janie. No, it's
yeah.
Janet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the
or Jill.
I remember the first letter and how many letters are in the name, but I won't remember the name. It's weird.
That's weird. That is weird.
Mm. Oh, well, what's going on? I know. Is there anything you talk about? What you're doing? Let people know.
There's a whole lot going on right now.
There's some things we can't say.
I know. Yeah, I'm in a weird stage of my life where I have like 18 things happening, and they're like all on the cusp of being. Yeah. So yeah, we're at a
like little tadpoles.
Just yeah,
exploding.
I have a lot of tadpoles going out. My dad, growing up, would always say to me, "He'd always say, William, you always need to have things in multiple stages of production." Uh-huh. And it's very true.
Yeah,
like things
true.
In the beginning, and things in the middle, and things at the end.
I get so impatient. I'm like, yeah. I want it now. But then yeah. you have to just be like, listen, yeah. it's going to take one day at a time, mm-hmm. one step yeah. by step. You know what
oh
I mean?
Oh my God, everything takes forever. But
my issue is finishing things. Is I'm yeah. I love that there's nothing, no better feeling than a blank slate starting over yeah. with something. Mm-hmm. And then, so I tend to do that. Like I get 3/4 of the way through something and then I want to start something else.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, and I think that's also another human thing. People just do that. I think it's that same fear of failure or being rejected. Yeah. You finish something and that's all it's ever going to be.
Like, well, that was me.
Yeah. yeah.
But
yeah.
then you got to be like, well, you know, you're trying, you fuck up, that's fine. Like, you're supposed yeah. to fuck up
yeah.
until you get to greatness.
Really good artists aren't afraid to show their growth.
Yeah,
true. It's easy to become an insecure artist, and you're like, I never want to show this thing that I did because you grew past it already. But really good artists, you know, aren't afraid to show you
just
their older
like, hey,
work.
Look, this is where I was. Uh-huh. And I'm not yeah. there anymore.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, and I think other people appreciate it. And when we look at ourselves, we don't want to show that the older stuff that we did, the 2012 me versus 2018 me.
Yeah,
but we got to appreciate it.
That's who I was.
Oh, it's funny, that new meme that's going on
yeah.
right now.
Uh-huh.
I was looking what? Through, and I started getting, I was just like, oh, I don't think I could do this meme.
What meme is this?
2012 versus 2018.
Oh,
meme.
Really?
Yeah,
it's really
just showing
a thing.
Two
yeah.
pictures of one of you uh-huh. when you were 2012 and one of you. My problem is, though, my 2012, 2013, those 2 years
yeah.
were real bad for me. Like, emotionally.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, I was like my peak depression yeah. time. So me just going back through those photos, I'm like all of a sudden just being like, oh, yeah. man, I was not. But the yeah. pictures don't show that. It's just me feeling like going through
oh,
going
they
like.
Do. They do.
So I haven't. I was like, I don't think I'm going to post this meme just because I'm like, I've like emotionally moved
yeah.
beyond that. But
I think
the fact that
why,
like I could look at the pictures and still like feel yeah. it. I'm like, nah, I don't
yeah.
need that right
I think
now.
That's why it's so funny. It's because it's like such a far away time that you're definitely going to be different. Like if you look the same in 2012 and 2018,
fucked up.
Only Steve is the only person that's like, I figured out who I was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I look the same. Yeah.
Well, well,
even though I could say you too,
wise,
Louise.
I would say pictures wise, I look exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's the thing too. I'm like, I don't look different, but I was like,
oh,
I'm definitely
different.
In an emotionally different place.
I feel like
but,
I change every year.
Yeah. I say you actually are different now. The way you look now is different than a year ago.
I keep changing.
Like, look
I
how
have
bright
the same
you
clothes.
Are.
I know. I was sad. I've only gotten over things that happened in like 2009. Like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Like that shit was holding down on me for a while.
That's what I was actually about to say too. Like if you go as far back as to 2009, you're definitely going to be a different person. You
like
definitely
there was events
be.
There that carried its weight all yeah. the way to like 20, like since we met.
Yeah.
So we met, you know, I was still holding those
I
things.
Always joke about this to our friends, but I always say like about Luis Gonzalez. I'm like, how much do you really know about Luis Gonzalez? you're very mysterious.
I know.
And
that's
I feel
what
like
people say.
I know you pretty well, like especially during People Be Like time. I probably
yeah.
know you the best because I talk to you every day, but like, you know, you're very mysterious. Like you
I
wear
know.
A lot of
I was
black,
very guarded.
Wear a hat. Yeah.
yeah, I know I was.
Yeah.
I was very guarded. I was protecting yeah. myself towards things. I had a bad experience. And mm-hmm. so I was like, you know, I had trust issues.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's getting
like
better.
A street cat.
Yeah. Like this cat.
Right there that I love.
This cat, it took months for to get to know me, but now look at her.
She's cool.
She's chilling.
Cool.
Yeah.
I found that. I remember the first time I met your cat, the street cat one, you were telling me about it. And I remember I was petting her and she came to me. So I was petting her and then she kind of like, just kind of bit me out of nowhere, but not hard. But then.
But I was like, I'm annoyed now.
Yeah. And then she was like, all right, now keep petting me again. And I was like, there's so many people like that in real
yeah.
life that are like, you know, they have an entire past that you don't know about. And sometimes that can come to the surface, not you, but like,
yeah.
I'm just
no,
saying,
it's true.
I've met
yeah.
plenty of people like it's all of the surface. Like you have like this, this aggressiveness that is coming to me for no reason,
yeah.
but it's just because of the way you used to be. But then, you know, they snap out of it and you're like, keep petting me.
keep petting.
Yeah. So
I'm
that's
fucked up. Keep
yeah.
petting me.
I will
yeah.
say most cats, when they do that, it's like, because when you're petting them, they get overstimulated
yeah.
and they like it so much, but they don't know what to do with
uh-huh.
that over excited energy.
Yeah.
So they go to their instincts, which sometimes that's a bite, or sometimes that's just like a swipe. Yeah. So that's probably what happened. That's why she came back. She was just like, oh, I liked it, but it was just like,
yeah.
Like, it's like if someone tickled you and you're like, no.
Yeah. Who knows what the cat has seen, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
she's definitely seen some things.
Yeah.
Tell you what, that cat has been attacked by another cat.
Yeah.
Like a male cat, and I heard it fighting. And I've never had this feeling before, but my father instincts kicked in.
Uh huh.
And I, like, heard her, like scream and meow from, I don't know, like hundreds of feet away.
She knows you're talking about her.
And, and I just stood up right away and I was like, Bella! Bella! Uh-huh. And I ran out. I was like, you better get out of here, other cat.
Uh-huh.
She was fighting this other cat
uh-huh.
and defending herself. And the next morning, I saw she had a little nick on her nose.
Oh, yeah.
But she definitely, like, fucked that other cat up. She doesn't mess around.
Cats fight each other and stuff.
They were trying to get her. They were trying to make babies with her.
Oh, and she said, that's what they do.
That's what it was.
It was a tomcat trying to have his way with her. But she's like, cat. Me too. You know? She has that nasty meow, but it's because she's had to live a nasty life.
She smoked cigarettes in the past. I tell you, I know girls just like this cat.
Oh, Bella.
This is our fourth guest, Bella.
I like that she knew you were talking about her. Yeah. That's so great.
Yeah.
They share their time, these cats. They know when it's like, okay, it's my turn, it's my turn. They learn to like... timeshare my body.
So many, and they're all so different looking. Like, oh my goodness,
look at this one's flat face.
I think of your three cats, Jack's my favorite.
Yeah, these two are definitely like a split of my personality when I first got them.
Jack looks like a little Gemini. Man.
Oh yeah, and they take after you, or do they start, like, how does that work? Because a lot of people's pets become like them.
I feel like that is the thing, isn't it? Like people. That's what's interesting to me is people's pets, I think, do become them.
Yeah, yeah.
So when Sarah got a cat, my girlfriend, she got a cat, I was like, now I'm really going to find out what kind of person you are. Because we were still dating kind of early.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder what this cat's going to turn into.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I want to see what traits this cat picks up.
And now you know.
And now I know. That cat just loves to fucking cuddle. I've never seen a cat that cuddles more than any other animal.
I thought you were going to stop at cuddle before you said cuddles. Like, all right.
Okay. Yeah.
No, it loves to cuddle. It gets in your face and just wants to be in your mouth. Like, it wants to be so close to you and, like, acts like a teddy bear.
Yeah.
And it's like a dog. That cat.
I kind of enjoy about cats that they're not like that usually, that they're like, I like you sometimes.
That's weird. I'm trying to now think of my two cats of how they are, and like one is really emotionally needy, and the other one is just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I guess that's me. Which is a mix of like...
The both, yeah.
Yeah, like, ooh, man, I would really like some attention like right now. That'd be great. And then when I don't want attention anymore, I'm like, okay, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Just like...
There's another thing that I've been thinking of lately that I've been trying to explain to myself about human nature is this is something that I think is humans do. Like, you know, when you every night you go to sleep, about the last 20 minutes to the last hour before you go to sleep, we tend to really want someone or attention or like I think that's when your worst thoughts come to you. You're like, oh no, I'm alone. Do I have enough money? Am I gonna survive? And I'm just trying to figure out why that is, and I really do think it's a human thing. Like everyone probably
feels
it's because
like your
that.
Brain is finally getting a chance to like relax, and for the most part it's the little bit of time when you're just you.
Yeah. You have nothing to do to distract yourself.
There's nothing
yourself
else.
With.
You're just trying to lay down and you're trying to go to sleep. So everything kind of just goes, and now these are the things that are you.
Everything else that you've been hiding.
Neglecting.
Neglecting.
It's kind of like you stumble upon a meditation without even thinking about it because you're just like still.
Yeah.
So breathing. That's why you keep yourself so busy that by the time you do go to sleep, you're just so exhausted that you don't think about anything.
But then one day you explode because you don't think about those things.
Oh, sure. But I mean, or you just find exercise. That's what exercise is for. That's
exercise.
Really exercise keeps you from exploding because you'll be thinking about those things. But since you're moving, it's like the anxiety doesn't have anywhere to go but into the muscles.
Yep. I need to exercise 100%, more.
That's true.
I need to exercise more.
Because that's, honestly, that's where like a lot of my, like, like if I'm stressing, it's because like I'll go on a walk and then all of a sudden it's just like, oh, I'm thinking about all these things. But since I'm moving and walking, at least it has the energy has a place to go.
I feel like something's
right,
happening.
Bella?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Get in the gym, Louise.
I know. I need to run. Yeah. I got these Apple AirPods. They're awesome.
AirPods.
You don't know what AirPods are?
Mm-mm.
You put them in your little ears, and they're wireless.
Like earphones?
Yeah.
The headphones, but like without headphones, the...
without the cords.
Yeah, I'm not into that. Anything I thought I was.
Didn't we apparently learn that you can't edit with those?
I mean, you can't edit. You can't edit. I mean, you can kind of edit. You can assemble.
Yeah.
You can put things together, but you can't do a final cut on those.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because there's a delay. And
there's
so
a
the
delay?
Cut, the
there's
cut
like a
doesn't...
Couple, there's like a couple frame delay, yeah.
Wow.
So the cut doesn't match the thing.
So exactly. Someone at SourceFed used wireless headphones.
Uh-huh.
And... they got let go because the edit kept fucking up. Like, the beat is weird. Like, it just doesn't click. Because, you know, SourceFed,
yeah,
it's tight.
You have to be.
You have
yeah.
to be tight. And
it's
so,
almost like you're making a song. Yeah.
Dude,
it's
that's
the music,
exactly
the
what editing is. Editing
yeah.
is you're making a visual song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
how exactly. And so mm-hmm. the song, like, it was off, you know, it was off tempo. And
yeah,
bye bye.
And it's very clear in that that's what was happening.
Yeah, so
I really miss that. I miss being able to do a news show. If there's anything in my life, I guess today is like the year anniversary, right? Of SourceFed
yeah.
being gone.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
recording of the today's recording is the anniversary of SourceFed. And
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody, you haven't seen all the tweets? You haven't. You don't go on Twitter.
No, I don't
Luis.
Go on Twitter. I don't have nothing to say on Twitter, so I don't do it.
you go on Twitter to read what everybody else is
yeah.
saying.
Yeah.
But yeah,
know.
all the old hosts have been putting their like kind of like, you know, they're missing SourceFed and like where we are.
Are you getting
stuff.
Tweets today?
Yeah, a little bit.
People are like, come back.
Yeah, no, oh. yeah. I mean, I do miss though doing a news show. Like, I mean, I think we did what we needed to do, but I miss being able to talk about the news. I've been yeah. obsessed with the cable news lately. Like, I've been watching it, like, I watch as much cable news as Trump. Like, seriously.
Oh, geez.
Really?
Like, seriously. Like, it's not, it's kind of a problem.
No
at
wonder
least,
you're doing breathing exercise.
Yeah. Like, at least, like 3 hours a day, at least.
I've been so out of the loop. Like, Star has to tell me, like, there was that, what was it, that Alabama election that was happening?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had no idea what was happening until the day of.
Oh, yeah, I was watching that whole thing.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Star's like, and people yeah. are, like, making political jokes. I'm like, I don't know what's going on because I'm trying to avoid spoilers.
Yeah.
For
spoilers.
Movies. So,
yeah.
I don't go online.
I think that's actually about when it started. It was a little bit before the Roy Moore thing. I remember I was in Wisconsin at the time of that, and I was, like, I went to the hotel, and I needed to look at the news on the TV. But it's kind of an addiction. I don't know what to do. It's because I ran out of episodes of anime. I watched One Piece straight up. Like, One Piece was the thing I would just watch.
I can give you some new recommendations.
Yeah,
but
I need something with 1,000
still...
episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's... I'm out of time
Bleach?
In my life where
not,
that's too much.
You can,
yeah,
into,
right?
you can get into Bleach and you could get into to Naruto.
I've seen pretty much all of Naruto. I got like 40
What about
episodes
Boruto?
Left. Yeah, I can get started on that. I don't know.
Have you seen... Spirited Away.
Of course.
I know, I drew the most obvious
course,
one.
Yeah.
Have you seen Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah, you can actually try to get into Dragon Ball. That has forever episodes.
Yeah, that's true. I could rewatch Dragon Ball Z. I don't know. I like staying updated. I like know what's going on in the world.
What's the hot new anime you're watching?
None.
Ikiri on Ice?
Yuri on Ice.
Yuri on Ice is the shit.
Season
you should watch
two.
Yuri on Ice if you haven't
Yuri
watched
on
Yuri on
Ice.
It's great,
of
but it's
course.
Only one season.
I thought it was, when I heard that show, I was like, oh, there must be Yuri. And then the second season was like Yuri on Ice.
Ice skating, right?
Yeah, ice skating. And there's two Yuris on that show, by the way.
Why do they do that to us?
Because one is Japanese Yuri and one is Russian Yuri. Because those are both
names
for those countries.
I didn't
so
know
there's
I
Yuri and Yuri.
I want to make anime. That's kind of the goal.
Yeah, you could be like, what's his name? Will Smith's boy.
Oh, yeah. He has a show. It's kind
yeah,
of a mock.
It's okay.
Yeah. It's a mock of like those like Yu-Gi-Oh! Time of anime.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to make a real quality animation.
Takes time.
Yeah, it's so fucking expensive.
I would love to make Ruby into an anime cartoon, anything animated. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Whoever's out there.
Why don't you just fucking do it?
To draw frames, huh? Are you interested in that? Is that what you want to do?
I mean, I'm making the comic, so I like drawing. I personally am not an animator in that way, not in traditional anything in that form, but I would love to like sell the concept and be like, here's this thing. It's essentially storyboarded.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a friend that I have for that I create ideas with, Kel. She's the greatest artist that I've ever met.
Shout out to Kel.
Kel, to be honest. Kel TBH on Twitter. She's the greatest. Oh, yeah. She's like a really great illustrator. Not many people animate, but I know she and her
it's just
are
animation
trying to
just,
learn.
It's just, it's a grind.
It's tedious
like,
as
it's,
hell.
Yeah, it's real tedious. I mm-hmm. mean, it's... I don't. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how do you like what kind of editing to compare it to.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because it's
I don't know what it is. Yeah.
It's like rotoscoping for editing.
Yeah.
But old school rotoscoping where you're sitting there and really actually cutting out the lines frame by frame. That's what makes
it incredible. And why I like artists, like Kel, her illustrations are so detailed. They're so like grandiose and have so many layers to it. And if you could really get that to move, I think that like that would give me chills. I think that would really inspire people. And that's really what I want to do in my life. Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, definitely trying. Like, I will make it a thing.
We got questions from
our... Right.
Do you know... The last time you came, I wasn't here, but did they explain to you our Slack community?
Yes, actually.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, we got questions from the Slack.
Uh-huh.
Yay, Slack. I'm sorry, Slack. I haven't been on in, like, 4 days.
Well, you know that our community has been so tight that they've had actual, like, meetups and people move in together?
No way.
Yes. Like, they're actually, like, friends and, like, because of it.
That's what the internet is for. That reminds me of 2009.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, we got Victorian Roma. She said, if you had to name your future child after an animal, what animal would you choose?
Wait, what?
Boom.
If you had to name your future child after an animal.
After an animal. Fox?
What animal? Fox is pretty dope.
Yeah. Fox Haynes. My last name doesn't go with it, but Fox.
He could change.
They'll think you're an X-Files fan.
What?
Is there a person named Fox on
there? Yeah, Fox Mulder. That's his name, is Fox Mulder.
What's the Scully person's name?
Scully. Dana Scully.
Dana. Raina?
Yeah, that's what Raina? She picked Scully because she was into
Sometimes X-Files. In my head I just get Raina.
But he's Fox.
Me too.
Just happens and I'm like, what am I? Raina.
Fox, Fox Mulder and Raina Scully. And Dana Scully.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
What animal? Shoot.
Tapir.
That's such a like LA tapir?
Celebrity.
Yeah. Tapir.
You know those things?
Yeah.
They're the freaky looking ones.
Yeah, they're like, so weird looking.
I'm trying to think of names that don't sound too douchey because like everything. Cause I was like hawk. Hawk's kind of
cool. Hawk's cool, but it is douchey.
But it's kind of douchey. I'm like, I immediately conjured like a dude bro. I was just like, yo, my name's Hawk.
What if he was like a nerdy
this is
like?
Hawk. This is my best friend Brock.
Yeah.
I'm Hawk. Don't look at me.
What about Puffin?
Puffin.
I want to be. I like.
Puffin. I love P words. P words are funny to me.
Puffin.
Shoot.
Not platypus is too obvious. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with tapir. Puffin.
It does
owl.
Sound. That sounds
owl.
Very French.
Tapir.
I don't know why meerkat was like the first thing that popped into my mind, but I don't think I'd name somebody meerkat.
Awesome.
Meerkats are great.
They're like snake.
Snake?
That's not good.
No.
Mr. Potter. Did I tell you I started reading Harry Potter?
Oh, yeah? Is it good?
I'm on Goblet of Fire.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's the best movie. My boy!
No, don't say anything.
That's all I ever think about.
I don't know what that is, but it was funny
You'll
to me.
See. Okay. Yeah.
I was like, don't spoil.
I know, right?
Sounds like a good time.
If you've seen the movie, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm like, Will.
This is the thing. I'm going to read all of them, and then I'm going to watch the movies.
What? Oh, so you haven't seen them?
I've seen like one.
They're so
two,
good, man.
And then, yeah, so it's pretty good. Now,
okay.
I think it was because I was like a little bit younger than they were in the movie. So I was
you
like,
looked up to them.
Yeah, like, I was I like Hermione is like my first crush. She's so goddamn smart. Like, yeah. So I love Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And plus as like people, we for some reason love to see kids in dangerous ass situations. Yeah. It's like Stranger Things, Harry Potter, like
The Goonies.
The Goonies, yeah. Yeah. And people are getting like fucking like shot at Hogwarts damn near. Like if somebody had a gun, like damn near.
Oh yeah.
Like, yeah. Some, oh, wait, that's too real.
No. I was about to go somewhere, but then realized I don't think I should.
Yeah,
no,
me too. I realized the truth.
Everybody knows.
I'm still trying to think of animal names. I'm sorry. Like that's. I'm like on the side. I'm trying to think of different types of cats.
Tick. Oh, no.
But like gazelle's pretty, like you could go with that. But people
gazelle think, actually is nice.
That's yeah,
nice.
They'll just think it, but they'll think it's Giselle.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. You know? Gazelle,
no,
like
it's gazelle,
animal.
Like the animal.
Giraffe.
You know,
yo, I'm Hippo.
I knew
Hippo.
I had a friend.
That's
who,
like a
nickname.
Bouncer.
That's a good nickname.
Yeah. I had a friend who we actually didn't know. At least it took me a long time before I didn't know her boyfriend's name because she just only called him Bunny.
Bunny.
Yeah, and so like for years I didn't know his name because whenever I'd be like, "Hey, Bunny," and so everybody just called him Bunny.
Bunny.
And he was just like chilling up. He was chilling up. He's like, oh, whatever. He rolled with it because it was just girls calling him Bunny.
Bunny is a cool name.
Yeah.
But I was like, I kind of like the idea of like, because he was like a brooding, quiet guy. Like he was barely around to kind of like hang out or when the girls were like all hanging out. So when he was just kind of like, oh God, it's like the group of girls. And they're like, hey, Bunny. Da, 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 da. And he's just like, hi. Bunny and he was just cool quiet name. And silent yeah. and like away, you know, away.
You gotta be cool though if your name's Bunny. Like,
yo, my I'm Ant.
Ant. Spider. Now Spider's douchey too, spider. Along with Hawk.
Yeah.
Hawk, Spider. Hawk,
Spider. Hippo.
Snake.
Snake.
What about Manx? What about Manx?
Manx?
Like Manx cat? Manx?
He's a smart dude. Manx?
Manx. Those are the tailless cats.
Proboscis monkey.
What? You never, is that really an yeah, animal?
Uh-huh. You should see what it looks like.
Bubano?
I think that's how you pronounce it. Proboscis Bubano? Monkey. I did Bubano? A video about it like 4 years ago. Aww.
It's got like a Squidward nose.
Yeah, it has a Squidward nose. Oh, I love this monkey so much.
Oh, this guy's great.
Yeah.
What about lemur?
Lemur's a good name.
This guy's
I feel like
a
lemur's
time.
A good last name. Dang, this
Your
is hard.
Cat likes me. This cat has touched me twice. All
Which
right.
cat's that one? Socks?
Yeah, I think
Socks.
That one Socks.
All right, well, we could be friends.
They're all good little kitties.
Yeah.
I've trained them so I can touch their bellies and their paws without them freaking out.
Oh, do most cats not like that?
Oh, no, they don't.
But these cats, I've like, you're going to like it.
Oh, you're going to.
So they're fine with it.
Well, cats, you can't touch their stomachs or their paws, huh?
Yeah, because it's very sensitive.
Okay. And then, like, Weasel Wiesel, that's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's all sorts of options, but let's just go with the gazelle for now.
Owl.
I'll stick with gazelle.
That's such a celebrity LA kid name. We named him Owl.
I would I would do the Owl now Hodge.
He's nudging me. I'm okay. All right.
He likes you.
I don't mind at all. Like, let's be friends.
I'm just friendly, just putting his scent all over you.
Yeah, make me smell like catch.
I'll try. Like catch?
Yeah, like catch.
Do you have any animals that you're...
I don't. I can't keep anything.
Get a little
alive.
Snail.
Get a little snail. I'll accidentally spread salt on him. I can't keep shit alive. Like, I really want a special friend.
You got
like
some
a
plants?
Get a beta fish.
What about
and
plants?
Just flowing.
Yeah, plants. I have plants, and they're like not. They're I mean, dying. They're all right. I water them.
See, I'm bad with fish. Every fish I've owned has not survived very
long.
Yeah,
I'm bad with fish.
But
too.
Aren't beta fish pretty resilient?
Yeah, but even then, you still have to take care of them. Like, they can't just, like, I'll forget to feed a fish. But cats and dogs. Make sure you feed them.
Yeah, they can tell you.
They like, will
hey,
tell you.
Yeah, feed me.
Yeah.
But a fish will just kind of go. Bloop.
Yeah, you don't know what's wrong with the fish. You have to know. A fish can't tell you anything. They're just like, oh, I died because you didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
One thing.
And beta fish can't have other fish near them. It's like they're sensitive.
Kill them.
I'm trying to find another question. Do you remember all the cell phones you've had over the years?
Yes.
The Sony Ericsson. Yeah, my first phone.
Really?
My yeah. first phone was that Nokia brick phone.
Yeah.
The OG
the
one that would not die.
Did your friends have Nokia?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
you were like, nah, I'm getting the Sony Ericsson.
Yeah, actually, you know what? The Sony Ericsson might have been my second phone. I had a Motorola, too. I had a Motorola as well.
Remember those Motorola Razors?
I had a Razor.
I did not have a Razor.
I don't know if I did.
I had a Metro Razor.
Those things, everybody wanted those.
I had a Nokia brick phone, and then I don't know what my transition phone was, but I had a Palm Pilot for a little while.
Yeah.
And then I got the, not the first generation iPhone, but the second generation iPhone.
I have the first generation iPhone here somewhere.
I have, like, I think the first iPhone I got was, like, the five or the six. Like,
really?
Yeah, I didn't get one for a while. Yeah.
What did you have before the iPhone?
I had a bunch of, like... Bay Area phones. And the Bay Area, straight up, like, people don't get technology for, like, another 3 years.
Not really?
Yeah, we're, like, 3 years behind in the East Bay.
I was driving to work, and there was a poster. It was, like, the next big thing, Samsung S4.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, that is old. The S9 just came out. This thing is still there.
Damn. Yeah, Samsung phones are cool, too.
I'm afraid. I want to transition to another phone.
You should.
But I'm
Think
afraid.
About the Galaxy, man.
I don't know. I'm used to this.
You
okay
like your
with.
Ex? I feel
do.
Like that's too expensive. I haven't I really paid for
like,
it.
I really like the facial. The
you haven't had any open. Problems with the facial recognition?
Only
if you
I'm wearing sunglasses.
Mm.
But, like, it sees me. Even with the glasses, it's just kind of like, oh, that's you.
Are you still have the iPhone, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Which one?
Both. I have the iPhone 7
I don't know what
S.
I'm going to do. I have the little headphone jack still on here. On
yeah, that's the best part. I wish it still had that.
Yeah, me too. I do miss the headphone
really?
Jack
Being
a
able
lot.
To plug in. Believe it or not, nobody has the Apple thing.
The dongles?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I lost the dongle a long time ago.
Yeah it's dumb.
Yeah, I think they were trying to make a monopoly on it. They're like, our phone is so popular that people will have
That's
to convert.
The thing is they think they can get away with it.
Yeah.
And apparently the iPhone 10 sales have not been as good as they've wanted it to be.
Yeah,
because people don't want, I mean, I don't know. Not everybody.
Well, I assume it's expensive, and also, but the reason I switched from like the Plus to the 10 was because it was smaller and it finally had the camera I wanted on the smaller phone.
Yeah.
So I did that.
There's a lot of pressure to come up with a new revolutionary phone every year. You shouldn't as well.
But they also, they already know what kind of phone they're going to get in 3 years ahead. They're gonna
be like, they know.
We could potentially make the coolest phone, but we're going to like, you know, thread out the cool features.
Yeah,
you know,
over a while.
Yeah, over a while.
Yeah, because they will be able to still continue to upgrade.
Yeah, like every year they got to make a new phone.
Yeah, keep people relying on
their
phone.
They don't have to do that. I wish you could just be like a Xbox system. Like, Xbox isn't coming out with a new console every year.
Yeah.
Because
the money's in the games and in the subscription.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's how they're always getting money.
The money is in
I hate even with games on my phone that I have, like, I wanted to play a game on my phone on the airplane and I couldn't.
Oh, yeah, because you need to be on the internet.
Yeah, and it's dumb. What if I get stranded on an island and my only hope and my only joy is playing a game, but I can't because there's no Wi-Fi?
You can charge your phone.
I was
going to
say,
island.
I'm like, you could charge your phone on the island?
Oh, well, maybe I have one of those crankers. You know those little cranky things? Like, I can't play Super Mario. I can't play Tekken.
It would suck so much when you finally drop the phone in the water or something.
That's the saddest thing.
Yeah, then you'd be like, well, fuck.
Yeah,
that's when you start
like,
going crazy.
Yeah.
You start talking to coconuts.
Yeah, I think it's like 20-something days that a human can take being by themselves.
Really?
Yeah, and then they start to flip.
Honestly?
Uh-huh. That makes sense.
Honestly, yeah. I want to take that.
Me too.
I really want to be locked up for a month without talking to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, talking like nobody, like no animals, no nothing? Or is
I mean, I've only heard about, no people. Like, I think they said it was like 20 or maybe 30-something days, and then
you start
tripping.
I really want to. I feel like
I would definitely start talking to every animal I find and be like, oh, hello, little guy.
Yeah.
I feel like I would do okay.
I definitely, in my life, go multiple days without seeing anybody. And I just notice my voice gets like really like, you know, when you haven't, when you just wake up.
Uh-huh.
But it'll just be in the middle of the day. I'll be like, oh, I haven't said anything in like 12 hours.
So. I wouldn't pass this test because that one day, the first day, like with the freelance unemployment, whatever. Mm. When we recorded the podcast, was it last week or the week before?
Last week.
It was last week because I hadn't spoken to anybody all day, but I hadn't made an effort because I was like, oh, I'm going to be on the podcast later. Yeah. It's fine. Like, I knew I had, like, social plans.
Yeah.
But it hadn't occurred to me that I hadn't spoken to anybody until I walked up to the gate and I was like, hey, Luis. And I'm like, oh my God.
My voice sounds like that interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoy that though. I like it's because you've been breathing a lot and you just haven't said anything.
That's true.
That's how I feel like the most me. When I spend the most time by myself, I need, honestly.
You need to refresh. That's how you refresh, yeah.
Like, if I know if I want to, like, write something or if I want to create something very particularly important to myself, I'll isolate myself for a cool day or two. And I know that I'll flood. There's this other weird thing that I'm thinking of explaining, but, like, when you talk to people, like, later on you'll hear and think in their voices. And it's a human thing. You just haven't noticed. Later on tonight, because you can hear my voice so loud, notice that you will hear things in my voice, and I'll hear things in yours. Yeah. But in
I
order
don't
to
think
tune
that happens
it does.
To me.
It will. You
okay,
just haven't
I
noticed.
Mean, like I will.
Maybe
I will,
in your dreams, and you haven't noticed.
I will figure that. I will see. Okay.
Monitor your thoughts, and I bet you'll hear something in mine or Luis's voice, and you'll be like, "That's not my voice." I'm thinking. In. But yeah, I'll isolate myself for a cool while to get in, so I can know me the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I also want to open up more when I'm alone for some reason. Like, I mean, I open up to people too. But
probably because you've like haven't been around people, so the urge to talk to people finally like it builds up. You know what I mean?
It
like,
builds
okay,
up.
Okay, now I'm ready to talk.
Yeah, I
you know
agree.
What I mean?
Yeah. Mm.
So it's like all this pent up energy that you keep. On.
I agree, and then you go out and say how you feel. So yeah, so isolation is good. Isolation, breathing, meditation, all good. Exercise.
I don't know about the isolation part, but everything else is.
Yeah,
is
some people don't fuck with isolation, but I do. If you really want to grow,
you got to.
Yeah, keep yourself warm, isolated, metamorphosis.
Become a butterfly.
Mm-hmm. Cocoon your entire life.
Don't cocoons, like when they become a cocoon, don't their body completely like deteriorate or something?
Yeah they turn into, it's a whole, it's like a little extra birth.
What a goddamn nightmare.
It's a part two. Yeah, I was like, no.
You ever listen to Kendrick Lamar's song, Mortal Man, where he talks about the butterfly?
Uh-uh.
It's the most artistic thing in the world. You should listen to that.
I bet that music video is black and white.
There ain't even a music video. There's not even. it's from his song.
It's just a video of like a white wall and a black dot, and then it's slowly zooming in.
From his album To Pimp a Butterfly, but he just talks about it. You should listen to it. It's very good.
What's it called again?
Mortal Man. And he talks. Mortal he's Man. Like the butterfly pimps itself to get the true benefits of a caterpillar, and it's really artistic. Yeah. You know, it's Kendrick Lamar. He's the greatest.
That's pretty.
Did you like his Black Panther stuff?
Actually, I didn't really pay attention to it. I was watching the movie, but he did the soundtrack to it, right?
Yeah,
I liked it. Did you see the movie, Louise?
Yeah,
it's funny because like they're like doing these shots of like Africa, but it's got like hi-hats in it, and it was like, all right, I'm down with this. Yeah. So yeah, it was cool.
It's cool.
Yeah,
I like love that movie.
I think it's pretty dope.
It was really good.
I went back to listen to like a different podcast I hadn't heard in a long time. Uh-huh. Because somebody was just like, oh, they reviewed the thing. I was like, let me listen to it. Because I was like, yeah. And then I went back to it. And they immediately were like, I didn't really care for it. I was like, yep, nope. I was like, I stopped listening to these people for a reason. I was like, oh, I'm done.
I'm trying to be in the next Black Panther movie. I'm trying.
Yes, please. Oh, my God. Will.
I'm trying to beat up Michael B. Jordan. Or
you better.
Somebody.
I'd love to see you just beating the hell out of Michael B. Jordan.
I'm trying to be in Creed.
Stop me.
Wait, do you want, Will, do you want to be like, do you want to be a Wakandan? Or do you want to be like an outsider coming in?
I'll be American. I want to be the first Black guy from America that gets in to Wakanda.
Like proper? Like it's like invited?
Yeah. I want to just be me somehow. I want to just maneuver it so I can just be
me. So what
me.
You need to do is like become like a character that's at that Oakland school.
Yeah.
And becomes friends with Siri or something. Yeah. And then she's like, you know what? You should come to Wakanda.
And then I get the mouth thing. And,
It starts glowing.
If they got to tattoo that shit, I'd be like, all right, fuck it. I know I wanted to come to Wakanda.
Yeah.
But don't tattoo my mouth. I'll see y'all
later. Do you think that's genetic, or do you think they actually tattoo
people? They tattoo it for sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No thanks. Don't they give it to kids too?
Yeah.
I bet it's like
they probably do it when they're a baby. Like, so you don't even remember.
Even if I was a baby, I wouldn't be into it. I would be like, I really wanted to go and be with y'all mommy, but I can't get my lip tattooed. Drop me off in Brooklyn.
That must hurt a lot. I'm never gonna tattoo.
It probably doesn't hurt at all because it's like Wakanda and they figured it out.
They figured it out. Yeah.
I'm afraid.
I wouldn't tattoo either though. I like to have nothing on me.
I have my little tattoo. I'm good.
That's my little baby
tattoo.
Now you can't go to Japan.
That's easy to cover up with makeup.
Wait, what?
No, Japan has rules.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, like, you just cover it up with makeup. There's people with tattoos.
Are you saying, if some beef guy with just covered with tattoos starts walking down Japan?
He'll get looks.
He'll get looks.
Sure.
He won't be treated nice. Yeah,
because the Yakuza, there's a lot of gang activity involved with tattoos in Japan.
If I go to a hot spring, I have to make sure I, like, put, like, makeup or something on it to cover it up, because they won't let me in a hot spring if I have.
That'd be a great part of a movie where a guy comes into Japan, and then rain washes over him, and then the makeup starts to fall off, and his whole body and face is covered in tattoo. And he's like, I'm going to defeat the Yakuza.
That is a good look. That's a good
image. And it starts raining slow motion, like 920 frames per second.
That would be kind of dope,
Let's make movies then.
Make movies.
Oh, we need thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it's possible.
And lots of hours.
Yeah, and lots of hours, lots of time.
I mean, we can make movies on the phone. We could just do it. We got stuff.
Low key, if we started right now.
I know. I really want to get a stabilizer.
What kind of movie do you want to make?
I want to make one where I'm like a spy and I like beat people up, but I don't really use guns.
No, you're afraid. You don't like guns.
Yeah. And like,
you want to be like a John Wick without the guns.
Yeah. You look like a John Wick right now.
Oh, good.
Like you're ready to fight people.
Yeah, I am.
Like you're going to swing this mic.
And then do a whole bunch of stuff. Jackie Chan style. And I also want to be like a detective, like Sherlock Holmes. And my brain's so big. It's a problem for me.
Yeah.
Okay. So we could do like an American, American version, like black Sherlock Holmes because Sherlock Holmes knew how to fight too in the original stories.
Yeah.
So we could do like a little, could work. That'd be cool. Cool.
But I also want to.
Would you have a sidekick?
I think I'm.
Or you'd be a loner.
My car would talk to me.
Okay.
Yeah, my car is like.
You'd live a lonely life.
Yeah, she's like a British woman, so she like talks to me, and I'm like, she gives me directions, and she's sassy to me. So yeah, and that's my movie.
Yeah, he's like, hello.
She's like,
hello, Will.
She's like, hey, I love you, and I'm like, thank you, car that I designed. I love you too. And then, that's my movie.
So you want to be like Sherlock Batman.
Who's your bad guy? Who's the guy you're trying to hunt? Like somebody who's killing, like...
Count Williamsburg. I just read that thing on your wall. I was trying to come up with a cool Count Bishop.
Count Bishop.
And he's like this guy. And he's got like a steampunk gun.
Yes.
Yeah. And he
doesn't leave any trace of anything.
Yeah. I think he has a castle, and underneath his castle is like some type of like money laundering. Yeah. Like Russian, he's Vladimir taking, like, Putin.
Yeah.
And he has Hillary's emails. And he has them in his closet. So
yeah, he's taking your one mother.
Yeah, yeah. He kidnapped this girl I like.
Yeah.
But she's also a spy, so she's using him to get to the treasure. But I'm gonna stop him but she's gonna see in this world. The girl's smarter than me, so she's going to stop him first, but I'm going to be there to watch it happen.
Yeah.
And that's my movie.
That's
and
it.
Okay. Oscar, Grammy, Tony.
And then you make this movie, and they're like, damn, we got to have this guy in Wakanda.
Yeah. And, so I got to make my movie first. They'll know I'm dope. Then they'll put
that's
me in
there. That's exactly
the,
what happens.
I'm probably not going to make it to Black Panther 3, but fuck it. I'll take it.
I was going to say, I'm like, you might not make it to 2, because I'm pretty sure 2 is probably already written
already
out.
Already in development.
But 3, you might be able to make it to 3.
Yeah. Or you know, when they do the Black Spider-Man movie, like, Gambino is trying, but he's like 34 now.
He's too old
now.
Anymore.
Yeah. Dude, I'm so down for the role.
You know, he could with the new, like, Avatar technology.
Yeah.
Because you could take any old person
and
then just Avatar their face to make it photorealistic, and then they're a young person again.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, sure, but we also have, like, plenty, like,
a
Will
young
could
folk.
Do it.
That's
like,
true.
Will can do it. It's fine.
That's true. I'm just saying.
But Will, like, you might be almost too old to
boy.
Play Peter Parker.
True. I'm too old now, too. Or Miles Morales. And Miles Morales in the comics is, like, an 11-year-old kid.
Yeah, he's young.
Yeah, he's really
shouldn't be Spider-Man.
No,
I know,
like,
right?
Like,
you're too young.
You're too young.
He's like 15, 16. Yeah. He's not like a child, but
we
he's
were
young.
Looking through it. I was looking through it with John the other day, and I was like, hold on, this kid looks like a baby. And
he's
like going around, like, this is 100% inappropriate. Once again, that thing that I was just saying, like, we like to watch movies and shows about kids and dangerous situations.
Rugrats,
like, they get into all, they when they get lost in the forest for real. And, it's because it's impactful and we really care. Like, a lot of Miyazaki movies, all anime. Is all about kids in trouble. Like, if this was real life, you'd be like, oh, fuck no. Yeah. But that's what art is.
That is what art is. Yeah. Putting you in the thick of it.
I mean, most of kids' movies and stuff, like, that's the point. It's like, where are the parents? And that's always the first question. We're like, where are these kids' parents? And because
they're
if the
dead.
Parents were there, there would be no movie.
If it's anime. All kids are always
orphans. Did you see Wrinkle in Time?
No, I haven't seen it. Have you seen Wrinkle in Time?
I actually haven't yet. That's the Ava DuVernay film.
Yeah, it's like a weird 80s, like 80s stuff. Like, it feels like Labyrinth, Neverending Story, kind of weird.
And Oprah's
but I,
in it,
and
right?
it's beautiful. Yeah. But I don't know if it's a good story, but it's definitely interesting. I still recommend it. But I recommend it not for teenagers. I recommend it for, like, kids and people who want to bring kids and people who just like weird, trippy shit.
Who is
like
it Louise supposed to be for?
It like it's for kids. It's a kids. Yeah. It's a Disney movie. It's PG-13.
It is a Disney movie, huh? It's PG-13
or PG.
Really?
Yeah.
Or PG. It's a kids
PG.
Movie. But like the kind of kids movie that if you were a little kid, you'd be like, oh, I think this would scare me as a kid. But like in that way where it's supposed to scare you as a kid.
Everything scared me as a
you
kid.
Know?
I watched Total Recall as a kid. And that was a mistake.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Everything
did you ever see that?
Me, no.
Oh, don't.
I was very.
Did you ever
very
see
scared.
Neverending Story?
Yes, I always bring that up to friends.
That is, like, I recently saw that about a year ago for the first time. Mm-hmm. And there's that one scene that I, like, it makes me not want to watch the movie again.
When he's riding the dragon?
No, it was the horse scene.
Damn, I don't remember.
The horse is, like, they're going through this ponder.
I don't remember it.
You don't remember this part?
I blocked out a good chunk of this movie because, like, I remember being so upset as a kid watching it that I think it's like my brain went, no.
I think I'm not.
I remember
I don't
being
think,
upset too. I don't remember why.
I don't think. Okay, I'm not gonna remember it correctly, but just the gist of it. They're going. They're like have to collect something, you know. And they're he's on a horse, and then they get stuck in this quicksand material. Mm-hmm. And like if you become afraid or if you feel hopeless, then you start sinking. And if you start doubting and feeling fear, you start sinking. And the horse, like they start going, they're going, and then all this dangerous stuff starts to happen around them, and the horse starts sinking. And the little boy's like, no, come on, come, little horse, come.
Yeah.
And the horse's acting is phenomenal because it looks like it just gave up and is terrifying, and it just like slowly dies and goes into this.
Yeah, quicksand. Yeah, yeah.
And it's the saddest, like that the movie way is the way sad. It's played out.
I'm gonna say like Wrinkle in Time has like a the way like it's a played out similar vibe so where yeah. like it's like feelings and things, and the way you yeah. feel is gonna interact with stuff, and it's the universe and time and space, and you're like, man, this is really heady for a kids movie, but like yeah. not. Like, I wish they had pushed it further. Like, I wish it was even that more heady. Scene.
Yeah, I totally remember this, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this movie is heartbreaking.
Yeah. Arto sinking to yeah. the swamp of sadness.
I always bring up this movie to my filmmaker friends, though, because it's incredibly inspiring, because the effects in this movie are not CG. Yeah. Like, Falcor himself, that's a real dragon puppet that is in somebody's storage unit right now.
Yeah.
And I think Hollywood could take a big note from the 80s by creating real things. Because I don't know about the younger generation, but I know people from our age and like yeah. back, like we're used to things, used to be real, and we can tell when something is CG
oh,
or not.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, and it does, I don't believe it. I don't believe anything CG. I mean, I think if you mix real and CG, you can trick me, but anything that's fully CG, people our age are going to be like, fuck that shit, I don't believe it. So yeah, well, you could take a big note from The Neverending Story.
Yeah.
Real stuff.
I've always said this, and I really want to see it, but... I mean, it's never going to be made, but like a Super Mario Brothers movie. But uh-huh. instead of it being CG animation, you do the same thing you do with Where the Wild Things Are. Uh-huh. And it's actually practical. Like the suits are real and practical, but the only thing you animate is like the mouth.
The mouth, exactly.
Oh,
the
eyes. Okay.
So uh-huh. you still get like 80% of it, 85% of it's real. Uh-huh. But then you have some of it that's like, you know.
I agree with that as well. I actually haven't seen that. You're talking about the new Never, the Where the Wild Things Are, which was like 2009.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted
it's,
to see
it's,
it.
It's beautiful. It's, it looks, it's a pretty movie.
Yeah, I want to yeah. see that movie then too.
I didn't see that movie because I didn't like the book as a kid.
Yeah, no, I mean, scary. It's very, it's.
I didn't like that the kid was like disobedient. To his parents. I was, but then, like, but, I was like, this is a bad kid. I don't
but then
like
he's got to grow. He's got to have an arc.
Yeah,
he's
like,
got to transform into a better away. Person.
As an adult, I understand. But as a child, I was just like, this kid's bad. I wouldn't yeah. be friends with this kid. And then that was it.
I feel you on that.
I just saw Spirited Away again. And it oh, has yeah, that one little movies. Ghosty thing.
I need to rewatch it.
Remember that weird thing? It ate? Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
No face. Yeah, that actually is supposed to... Hayao Miyazaki, the director, that's supposed to symbolize his depression.
Oh.
Yeah, he said that he, like... I think right before this movie came out, he just went through a period in his life where he was very sad, and he felt like he was... trying to, I forget the term he used, but yeah, like he felt like no face. That character yeah. is supposed to represent himself.
Wow.
And it's one of the most impactful characters in Ghibli history.
And it takes Damn. On the characteristics of yeah. wherever he is.
Yeah. You know he's what like, I mean? Did you watch it in English? He's like, when he finally gets a voice cause he eats the frog. It's
yeah.
that movie's incredible. I bring this movie up all the time too, uh-huh. because what it's Spirited so Away is like, so Miyazaki had been making movies since 1979. And since then he's come up with all these ideas, all these spirits, all these like monsters. And this is like what all those monsters did when they weren't living out their narratives. They're like, all right, time to go to the bathhouse.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, there's a human here. And to them, they don't really care. They're like, oh, it's just a little girl. She smells bad, whatever.
Right.
But to her, she's like, whoa, look at all this shit. And yeah. as a kid, that really would be impactful to you.
Yeah.
And you talk about a story arc in that movie, Chihiro. She goes through the hugest story arc. In the beginning, she's a very scared girl like most yeah. of us. Mm-hmm. And even by the end, her voice acting changed. She becomes confident and learns. That's like, that movie is an A+, 10 out of 10.
That was the first movie of his that I saw. I remember going to the movie theater.
Oh, man, that's hard. Because then when you go to the other ones, you're going to be like, man, like they're good, but they're not look as good as Spirited yeah. Away. I feel like Spirited Away is like a masterpiece.
I do feel like they all kind of are different in their own way.
Yeah. I went from that, kind of like starting from the beginning with My Neighbor Totoro, and I was just like, yeah. wow, this is... I mean, it's cute, yeah. but this is not
yeah.
like
you know what you should same. See. Hmm. I know you'll be floored. It's long. Laputa, Castle in the Sky.
Oh yeah,
you need to see Castle in the Sky.
Like Castle in the Sky.
Uh-huh,
Wait,
yeah.
I know there's. So I got two things confused.
Uh-huh. Howl's Moving Castle is pretty good too.
Okay, that's yeah, what I'm getting good. Confused at. Yeah. Howl's Moving Castle and Castle in the Sky.
Yeah,
yeah very two
both really
movies.
Fucking good movies yeah. that I love. But so, you should see. Talk about kids getting into crazy
Castle,
stuff.
Castle in the Sky is, I think, more fun. Howl's Moving Castle is more beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's romantic. Mm. Like I really love.
So the one like, I need to see is Castle in the Sky.
Castle in the Sky. It's long, but it's an incredible piece of art, a masterpiece.
Well, I'm gonna look it up just so my memory is like.
I literally just saw it like a week ago. Yeah,
Castle in the Sky is fantastic.
Yeah, the
one I think I didn't really care for is Princess Mononoke.
Oh, I fuck with Prince. I like everything Hayao Miyazaki.
Mostly, I think it's because I was mad that it was called Princess Mononoke because it was like this movie's not about her.
Yeah, it really ain't. It's, about
it's not about her. About her at all, and I'm like, why would you trick me?
Yeah, Brandon and I were just laughing about this. Like, she can't even fight. Like, she's not. But yeah,
is this Miyazaki? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Princess Mononoke is also another. It's also
good.
Movie.
It's a good movie. Oh, yeah. It's just like all I think I went into it going like false expectations because I thought it was about this Princess Mononoke. I was like, it's not about her.
I cried in Princess Mononoke. I watched it like 3 weeks ago, and I was like, holy shit! This it's like halfway through.
Also, that dog is real scary.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Everything about the movie is incredible. Everything Hayao Miyazaki's ever done. Oh,
I feel like at that
have
point.
Have you seen Ponyo yet?
I actually haven't seen Ponyo.
I saw Ponyo.
Ponyo's real cute. It's super, but that's like the first time I saw that. It's super a kid's movie.
Yeah.
It's like.
Kiki's a kid's movie too, Kiki, but Kiki is really fucking good. Yeah, Kiki is the greatest thing, one of the greatest.
Oh, she's on that. She's on the broom. Kiki, and Kiki's delivery service.
Yeah, yeah, Kiki's inspiration for Ruby. Yeah. Kiki is like watching that made me like, it like clicked the space in my head for Ruby. Because I was like, oh, in that world. It's magic is around. People know about it. It's not like hidden or secret, but it's not like, like it's common enough that people aren't surprised, but uncommon enough that it's just like, oh, sweet. Like our town has a witch. That's cool.
Yeah. What's also incredible about Kiki's Delivery Service is that Hayao Miyazaki is born in like, I think he's born in like 1940 or something or 30s. Jeez. So he lived through the World War II.
Yeah.
And so Kiki's Delivery Service takes place in a world where World War II never happened.
Yeah. It's like industrial kind of like.
People working together and it works right. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, that's why I was just like, oh man, I want to make that world, but like now, which is why Ruby is the way it is, where it's just like, oh, it's like magical Los Angeles where magic is as prominent as technology. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. And like, that's kind of Kiki. It was just like magic is just as kind of common as like industrial stuff.
Yeah.
So people use it, but sometimes they don't need to. It's not like, but it's just like, oh, it's nice.
And that's real art.
And it's just, it's
Spencer
great.
Can tell you a thing or two about this because he has his books and creations. Like,
his world building.
Yeah, I've never met anybody like Spencer that is like literally, I mean, actually I could say DJ as well, DJ Wooldridge, who is like, I'm actively trying to make this comic book. Like, it's incredible. Yeah. Like, or I guess you too, sorry. Yeah. So I really respect that.
It's inspiring. I mean, I think, you know, I feel like you always find inspiration from different people to put you where you need to be. Like, there are things, you know, that everyone I meet, I'm like, oh, I need to be more like that. You know what I mean? I need to be more like this. And it's inspiring.
Yeah,
and
always so, like, do the best you can.
You always need a community of people to, like, put you to center you again, you know? Because there are things I can't do.
Yep, and when we all work together and come together like the Avengers or the Justice League.
Are you looking forward to Infinity War?
I haven't seen anything about it.
But are you looking forward to it?
Yes, I am. Okay. I am. They moved the date up.
Yeah.
I was driving down Barham, and I always saw the Avengers billboard. I said, May 4th. And I was like, oh, that's the Star Wars day. And
that's usually the time that they come out.
And then I drove by. I was like, oh, the poster's different now. It's like all dark and gloomy. And it said April 20-something. And I was like, oh, hell yeah.
It is coming out pretty soon.
It's coming out soon, I'm excited about it.
I'll give it a look. This is the last one, right?
No, this is part one of two.
It is two-parter, isn't it? I'm nervous about it because I'm like, there's so many characters.
How can they all get the right amount of time?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was just like, what kind of story are you going to tell with all these characters that I really care about?
There's only
how are you
going to
make me care?
Yeah,
about like three everybody. Or four,
yeah. LaGuardians of the Galaxy. Like,
I know they're in it.
Yeah, they got to be. Like,
I have to go to movies and I don't like. Now I don't plug my ears. Now I just close my eyes because I just hear explosions and music. Like, no.
Oh, for trailers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what's going on, but I do know the Guardians pop up at the end.
Yeah. Like, I don't know either.
Who are you? And it's like, doom.
Hey, it's us.
Yeah, it's us.
We're the comedy movie.
I'm Groot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't watch trailers either.
I'm hoping, I hope, like, this is me guessing. So these aren't spoilers because I don't know. Because honestly, the trailers have been relatively good about
not telling you.
But I don't even like knowing the visual style.
All the trailers are doing is saying, these are the characters in it.
It's too much.
And you see that on a poster. So you're like, okay. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know how you're going to do that. But what I'm hoping happens is that, because I like Thor 3 and Guardians are like comedy wise, like Black Panther's my favorite like superhero movie, but like Thor 3 and Guardians, to me, those aren't superhero movies. They're just like Marvel comedies.
Yeah.
I hope the Guardians pick up Thor along the way, and then that's how like Thor comes back to Earth.
That's what has to happen.
So I hope that's how that works out, because I just want, I want that interaction. I want Thor to hang out with Groot. I think that'd be real cool.
That'd be cool. Right.
But see, that's how
Did Hulk end up with? Hulk is still there.
Oh yeah, so I want Thor and like I want all of them to hang out.
Guardians are gonna pick him up.
But see, that's the thing. That's the kind of movie I want. My Infinity War isn't them fighting some big bad guy. My Infinity War is just like all of them hanging out, like all, everybody just
doing
hanging out.
Doing a podcast. For an hour and a half.
Sure.
Like eight of them.
Like a long panel just doing a podcast. We have to beat Thanos by talking for an hour and a half about something.
I would love to hear Bruce Banner's science podcast. I would love to hear Captain America's like fish out. Because his thing would be called Fish Out of Water. And it would be Captain America learning about modern day stuff.
I'm in Brooklyn.
I want... You know, I want the Wakanda news. I want, like, what's going on there. I mean, Iron Man could have his own little tech whatever thing.
I don't know what he would do.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the Iron Man podcast.
He can't have content.
But I would listen to Peter Parker's. I don't care what he'd talk about, but I'd listen to Peter Parker's
podcast. It'd be him and that friend of his. I've seen that movie like three times already.
Yeah.
Recently.
What, Amazing Spider-Man? Yeah. Oh, yeah, John. Yeah.
John always call him John.
Yeah, John and I always joke that he could have had that role.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely John.
Yeah.
Definitely
John.
I rewatched that movie a couple, like, I have the Apple TV and it, like, it's able to take all, like, if it's available on Stars, HBO, Encore, Hulu, or whatever, it's all there. It's all linked up into one smash smorgasbord thing. And I was like, oh, Spider-Man. So I just watched it.
Yeah, and it's a really good movie.
I would watch Hawkeye's YouTube channel where he just shoots things, like shoots impossible stuff. Because that would just be the channel be like, Hawkeye, can you shoot that thing over there? And he's just like, yeah. And then it would just be him doing it. And that's it. That's all I would need. It's just every video is him shooting something real weird and almost impossible.
Maybe Tony Stark would have Instagram. That might be his thing.
That would be his thing. He's good at it. He's doing it already.
Yeah.
Who, Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
Does he have one?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Okay. I got to follow him.
I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I follow Chris Pratt's Instagram. I follow Will Smith's Instagram.
I remember
which is
Chris
amazing
Pratt didn't
right
do
now.
Anything.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a good question. Who is not doing superhero movies that you want to see in a superhero movie?
Ooh. Who's like, not doing superhero
I was going to say Benedict Cumberbatch, but
he's
totally
done.
No, he's
dead.
Doctor Strange. Yeah. That's kind of
nice. Is he in Infinity War?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be in it because his thing is one of the stones.
Oh, yeah.
Dormammu?
Yeah, yeah. His thing's one of the stones.
I like that villain thing at the end where he had to go back.
Who would I want to see? See, yeah, now I'm like having to think about.
Who's that? Who do you keep saying?
That's from Doctor Strange, the
bad
guy at the end. Dormammu.
Oh, really?
He keeps saying his name.
Dormammu!
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he keeps walking back. Yeah.
Yeah, he does that strut.
Yeah, I like that movie. It was good.
Who's that guy?
You know what? I want to see The Rock.
But he is going to be. He's going to be in. He's black.
DC.
Yeah, he's going to be DC. He's going to be that Shazam.
No. I want Marvel. I want The Rock in a Marvel one.
Oh, well, yeah. But he's going to be a superhero.
Everybody's in a
who,
superhero.
You know who
movie.
Isn't? What's his name?
Michael Cera.
Oh.
Well, he's Scott Pilgrim, the kind of.
Yeah.
That's his superhero movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All of the Marvel heroes were in that movie.
Yeah, Chris Pine. Yeah, yeah.
And the guy, he.
You had Superman. You have.
He's also in Legends
of Captain
Tomorrow.
America. You have Captain Marvel was in that movie.
Who?
The girl who plays.
Oh, Brie Larson.
Yeah.
Brie Larson's
I was just
in
like.
Too. There's somebody else.
Katara.
Yeah, she's in it.
Who. Prince of Persia.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah.
Prisoners.
Prince of Persia, that Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ooh, Jake Gyllenhaal. I would watch that.
He'd be in there. He'd be,
I'd
like
be
a crazy
all about
like,
it.
Villain or something.
Ooh.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I really want Rowan Atkinson to play villain. Mr.
Oh,
Bean.
No, I don't like him.
I know. That's so weird. I don't
you
know.
Don't like
I
Mr. Just, Bean?
No.
I know. That surprised
Mr.
me.
Mr. Bean is the funniest person.
I stayed up late at night watching Mr. Bean.
Yeah. Mr. Bean stuff gave me so much anxiety.
I know. He's fucking funny.
Keenan and Kel would give me anxiety.
Why?
I don't know why. Just watching Keenan, this is the one who messed up a lot.
No,
Kel
like,
Mitchell.
Whenever he would go into the store and they're like, Kel, do not touch the orange soda.
Yeah, and he does something and he breaks it. I literally, at some points, I just cover my head.
Yeah.
I can't keep up. This is too much, Kel. You need to just stop.
It's like watching The British Office. It's like, it's too much. You know how that's too much for some people? They're like, I can't handle this awkwardness.
I can't. Yeah.
What's his name? Speaking of The Office, I'm trying to, what's his name? John Krasinski. I would have him be in something.
John Krasinski?
Yeah.
Krasinski?
could be something.
Jim. He nailed it as Jim.
He did. Mm. Oof. I tried to see him in other movies, try to give him a chance.
Like, it's too late. You're Jim forever.
He was in that one movie.
He was in that football movie. You know what I'm talking about? He was in the movie that talked about the origins of the NFL. And he was like...
Oh, yes. Leatherheads.
Yeah. Well, it was fine.
Dwight from The Office has a superhero movie.
He does. I love that movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
I love that.
What was it called?
Super.
Super, yeah.
With Ellen Page and James Gunn directed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was before...
And it's like it does a lot of comedic and then dark
literally
tones.
Everybody I'm thinking about who I'd want, I'm like, no, they're in it. They're
Jake
in
Gyllenhaal.
Everyone has done a superhero movie.
That's what Jake Gyllenhaal has not done it. Who else? I was going to say Benicio del Toro, but he's in one too.
Yeah. I was just like.
Johnny Depp hasn't.
Nope. Don't want him.
No, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's true.
Are you going to say because he was in The Last Jedi? Does that count?
No, he was in. He's the Collector. Oh. Benicio del Toro.
I don't know.
He's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
You know, Owen did a cut of... I hadn't seen Last Jedi until yesterday.
Really?
Owen did his own cut of it.
Really?
Of The Last Jedi?
Yes.
I need to see this.
I shit you not. He cut out 32 minutes of it, and that's all I've seen.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm texting Owen right now. I'm just texting him. Like, I need to see this cut.
I'm going to text him right now, too.
He took out all the parts that he thought just didn't make sense. Not that they didn't make sense, because he liked the movie, but he just had his own version. He cut out 32 minutes, and not just a big old chunk. He was like, I don't like this joke. I don't like that. And it flowed. So you should see it.
I'm going to tell him, I hear you have.
I just wrote Owen in all caps. I want to see this Last Jedi cut.
He's such a fucking nerd for this. Like, we were all making fun of him real hard. But we watched it. Yeah, me and Steve. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, nope, need to see this.
I want Last Jedi cut. That's all I'm going to say.
I wish that we were talking that. I wish we could also have reshoots so you could, like, make things make sense. Because you can cut stuff out, but, like, you're like, now that wasn't explained. I wish that now Owen could have them go back out.
Well, that's why a lot of movies, they overshoot. Yeah. Like, the footage is probably there that you think you're missing.
That's what I was saying as well. Like, because it's a $100 million movie, like they definitely have tons of shit that we will never see.
Apparently, like the original cut of Black Panther was like almost 4 hours.
What?
Yeah.
They got hella shit.
They had to cut out a lot because it was a lot.
I think that's the goal with those movies is you get yourself three times as much good stuff as you need, and you only keep one third of the good stuff you need.
That's what you have to do because when you have such a short production schedule, you have to overshoot and overdo so that you can cut in post. Because if you had more time, like a 3-year like span to make a movie, then you can make that shit fine. Like you can, like, I only want this one angle and it's going to last for this long and then we're going to move on. I don't need extra shots. I don't need extra like
some push-ins.
That's why people want to shoot with Reds because, I mean, I don't know. Some people want to shoot with Reds because they say that they can just push in.
Yeah.
Because it's 4K or it's 8K. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, well, if I push in, the quality doesn't degrade and we don't have to get different angles.
Yeah, but shooting with those is a pain in the ass.
Well, yeah.
I've never seen anybody go like, ooh, I'm shooting with Reds today. It's just like, okay, we're doing this.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it's mostly
like a buildup of like, all right, we're going to get some good footage, but this is going to be a pain in the ass.
It's mostly the client. It's mostly the producers who are like, we got to get Red. It's high quality. That means it's the best. And they're like, this is going to be on a phone. You know, you're shooting 16K for a phone. Like, no one, it's a waste of time and space. You're going to say something? Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just thinking I'm 100% trying to build my own camera. John showed me this video. I'll show it to you later if you want, because I don't want to tell people what I'm about to do. But John and I are about to build our own camera. And it's
That's expensive.
This one ain't as expensive. It'll probably cost us like $1,000.
That's not bad.
We already have the camera. I'm just modifying the fuck out of my camera so that John's camera actually. But it's really fun. Fucking cool.
That is cool. Yeah.
It's like you guys inventing like the Wizo thingy that you were trying, the Tommy thing.
Yeah. I don't know if you ever, we had to do the Snapchat show for Shark Week. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to do it later this year?
Like,
it was last year. Uh-huh. And we basically mounted, it was just on sticks, on tripods. It was a horizontal camera that would film horizontally and then a camera that was on its side shooting vertically. So you would get both angles at the same time.
Yeah.
So we could cut in between. But what we really wanted to do was mount it on a shoulder rig so you can carry it around so you can shoot vertically and horizontally
That's
at the same
crazy.
Time.
And they wanted to call it a Tommy because Tommy Wiseau wanted to shoot on film and digital at the same time.
Yeah, when he shot the room, he shot digital and through film at the same time. He put both cameras next to each other. See, and they were like, why did you do this? Like, because no one's ever done it before.
Yeah, you should let people do whatever the hell they want to. What Tommy Wiseau is a great example of in filmmaking is that if you are consistent with how you feel about things and your perspective, it'll come out right. Yeah. Like, I mean, like,
it just means if you have a lot of fucking money and you're persistent.
If you have the money to stay consistent.
Because there's a lot of Tommy Wiseaus out there who do not have hidden millions of dollars who are just, you know.
Yeah, if trying. You have the money.
But The Room didn't cost that much money.
Yes,
did
it did.
It had to. I think it was actually expensive. Yes, I haven't seen the movie, but I haven't seen it, but I've only heard about it. And just knowing, like, I think it actually was expensive.
Really?
It was real expensive. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking
it up. Yeah, I heard it actually was. Yeah. Even though I haven't seen it. But what he has, what his skill is...
Oh, my God.
$6 million.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah.
Out of his pocket. That's out of his own money. That was not funded. That was no studio. That was his money.
There are
money.
Movies that are made for, like less than that.
Yeah,
like, yeah. For sure, yeah. And you've seen The Room.
Yeah.
It's not a $6 million movie.
Have you seen The Room?
I haven't. But all I know is that his perspective throughout the entire film is the same. And that's why
I guess
it's like he's so weird and he's consistently so weird that it makes sense from his perspective.
Yeah.
And I think if you want to be a filmmaker, if you make something that makes sense from your perspective, other people would catch on. It wasn't in the way that's he true. Wanted, but yeah,
that's how I feel about it. Yeah. I mean, that's true.
Well, after you say all this,
and then I have to see it.
Watch this movie, and then you're gonna be like, what?
I hear it's real bad.
He was consistent in how bad he was.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you can watch the whole thing through. I mean,
I don't think
know
I could watch that
it.
Movie again. It was watched it once just because I wanted to watch the movie about The Room.
I still haven't seen that one.
It's okay.
I want to.
Here's the thing. I'm glad I saw The Room first before I saw it, because if I had seen the making of it, I wouldn't have understand why this was good.
Yeah.
Because what made that good was the recreation of the bad scenes is done so accurately and well, that because it's almost impossible to recreate something that bad, because it's just how it was. They did such a good job on that part, that's what made it really impressive.
Peeling back the
but
lens.
The story of the behind the scenes is like, okay, this is just bizarre, but it's not necessarily compelling.
Consistently bizarre. He's like
it's an okay movie with a really good Tommy Wiseau performance by James Franco.
Yeah, he's like an alien trying to act like he knows how humans
like the Men in Black character.
The cockroach.
The cockroach. Sugar.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sugar. You know?
Yeah, yeah. He's like acting like a person. Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Well, I hate to say this, but we are an hour and 17.
That's all right.
And we have to go.
Oh yeah, life is beautiful. I have to go sulk.
What do you got to plug?
Where can people find your movie self on social media?
I was saying that to somebody. Sorry, I was saying plug something up, and they're like, plug. They thought it was very like sexual.
Butt plug. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But they didn't even think of it that way. They're so detached from like. This kind of world that for them to even hear the word plug, it's like,
I'm like, it's like,
what do you want to plug?
It's like plugging in an outlet. It's like plugging in a light. Why would you go to sexual before you go from to light?
You're human.
All right.
What do you want to plug?
My Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at William Haynes. Love yourself.
Big things are happening.
Big things are happening, as always.
And always breathe. Star.
I know you know,
Greece. You can find me on Twitter as StarlineX. You can find me on Twitch as StarlineX. You can find me on Instagram as Starline. All pronounced Starline.
And read her comic.
Also, Ruby Whipple. Ruby with an I.
Ruby Whipple. 1B.
Yes.
Yeah, today I typed it with
RUBIWHIPPLE.com.
Today I typed it with 2 B's.
Oh, yeah?
I was wrong.
Oh.
And I'm just going to say go to the slide, goddammit. That's all I got to say. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's been a wonder.
Yeah, it was nice.
We usually, what do we do when we leave? Oh, we snap? What do you think about the snaps? What do you
do? I like snaps.
Yeah? What do you do to get out?
I just stop.